Now, Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
And welcome to Bolivar, Missouri for the 89th Bolivar Invitational Liberator Tournament. And quite likely, quite possibly for the last time for the West Plains Zizzers, at least for the foreseeable future, as they play in the first round against the Elias Catholic Crusaders for the right to advance on to play at 8:30 on Friday night against the winner of Thayer and Bolivar. Game just completed. The Stratford Indians beat the Branson Pirates by a final of 81-72. So Stratford's in the semifinal round against Republic. This is a pretty good tournament this year. We'll go over the bracket and get ready for this game and talk about the Zizzers and how well they played recently. That's coming up here in just 3 minutes on KDY.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
The West Plains Zizzers get ready for this game against the Jeff City Helias Crusaders. They coming up here in just a few. Helias is really good. They're 10-4. The only teams they've lost to are really good basketball teams like Kickapoo and Father Tolton, some of those top teams. To compare them against an opponent similar to West Plains, Bolivar. Bolivar and West Plains are very much alike in many respects. Jeff City Helias beat them by 30 points. But matchups are strange, and West Plains, the last two games, have played their best basketball of the season. This team, since the new year began, has really turned the page and playing very good team basketball. Last outing, they wiped out Branson 65-40 and had great balance in their scoring column. They did that without Briggs Houston. The night before, they were able to win on the road at Camdenton 62-48 by outscoring their opponents in the fourth quarter by a count of 24-9. So West Plains playing well. We'll see what happens in the first round at Bolivar. We're back again in 3 minutes on KDY.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
All right, it's a Thursday night. We have basketball again from here tomorrow night. It's just a matter of what time. It'll either be a 5:30 start or it'll be an 8:30 start. And West Plains vying for the late start and getting home late and moving on into the semifinal round after this game tonight. We'll see about that. But the starters are now up on the board. So for West Plains, they'll start with pretty much what's their standard starting five. Ethan Tuma at the guard position. And Ethan has shot the ball very, very well lately. He will be at the guard spot. Also in the starting five, Jared Kraft, who has come along really well. He had 13 in the win over Branson the other night. He is a sophomore. Josiah Long, another sophomore. Also in the starting five for West Plains tonight, Briggs Houston, who missed Saturday's game. He'll be back tonight. He had a huge game, 25 points at Camdenton last Thursday evening. And another guy that had a big game against Branson on Saturday night, or Friday night, is Clayton Robbins, the junior. He really took over inside, had a super game. He had 16. We'll check the starters for the Helias Crusaders, and we'll get to the tip-off. Between Jeff City Helias and West Plains, it's coming up in 2 minutes on KDY.
Zizzers basketball action continues now on KDY.
Zizzers win the tip. They have the possession. They'll lob it to the low block and double team to the corner. Josiah Long with a three rattles out. Ball is going to be out of bounds, and it's going to be Helias basketball. Helias is 10-4. They're 4-0 in their league play. West Plains is 4-9. But if you've seen them play all season long, if you've seen each game, there's no denying how much better they are here over the past 3 weeks or so. To the corner, Helias will dump it down low. They're in the white. Zizzers in the red. Left corner open shot for a three is good, and that's the way the game starts. Pillman with the bucket. And it's three zip. West Plains breaks the press. Here's a shot by Robbins for three. That's blocked from the side. Now they'll break the other way. Long pass up. Ball slapped away. Picked back up. Helias gets control. Left corner. Open shot again. Same spot. Same guy. No good. Rebound back out to the right corner. Helias gets it. West Plains goes back to their zone. Quick pass to the high post. Left corner. At the left point, Sam Lopez will dribble in, bounce it out to the right point, to the right side. Coleman drives the baseline. He's cut off. Pass out front. Ball is going to deflect off the bottom of the backboard, picked up by West Plains. So Helias with a turnover. 3-0 ball game. Now turnover again. Pass across is picked off. Philbin drives, lays it up. No good. Got fouled. And he'll shoot two. Briggs Houston. Here's the first free throw try. And it will rim off. No good. Philbin has the only points in the ball game so far. He'll get one more shot. He'll go about 6'2". Here's the next one. No good. Rebound by Josiah Long, and West Plains will control it. Pass to the high post, touch pass out. Craft open three, right point, way too hard. Put back though, Briggs Houston there. He can't get it to go. And the ball will be taken away by Alex Wood for Jeff City. In the wide pass up ahead, Pillman all the way, laid it up and good. He is actually probably closer to about 6'3". Very good athlete. 5-0. Lob alley-oop inside. Ball will be tipped away. Again, Pillman was there to get a hand on it. Now back will come Helias. In the left corner, back on the left wing. Lopez for a three. That's no good. And an over-the-back rebound foul will be called on Alex Wood for the Crusaders. 5:17 to go, first quarter. West Plains down by a score 5-0. Jacob Moore will check in for the Zizzers. He had a really good game the other night. He had 9 points getting the start. Now at the left side front court, West Plains needs to just be patient here and find a good shot, knock one down. In the left corner, Briggs Houston back out to the right point. Tuma over his head, threw it away, out of bounds. Turnover three on West Plains in the first 3 minutes. Timeout on the floor with 4:56 to go in the first period. It's the Helias Crusaders 5, West Plains nothing. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
One half of the semifinal bracket is set. Republic will play Stratford tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Game two yet to be determined. This game and then Thayer will play Bolivar. So this winner and the next one will play one another at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Back to play, Pillman for Helias, a dump-down pass into the block. Right corner open, shot for a three, no good. Ball will be controlled by Lopez. He'll turn, face, and score. Little point guard got in, got a rebound, and got a putback. It's 7-0. Again, Helias Catholic has lost 4 games this year. But all 4 losses to really good teams. Pass inside. Here's an up-and-under by Briggs Houston. No good, but he got fouled on the shot. On a pass from the point across the lane, he went, and he got a foul from Alex Wood, which was that 14, or was it on 24? I believe it may have been. No, it is on 24. That's number 2 on Alex Wood. And so, Briggs Houston at the free throw line. First try here is good. So, West Plains breaks the goose egg. Briggs gets them on the board, making it 7-1. Next try is good. 7-2. Helias comes up. They're wearing white with blue and gold trim. West Plains traveling red and white. Out at the point. Pass across. Cade Weidiger, here's a shot from the point for three. No good. And we'll get a foul on the play. A push-off will be called against Elias. And not sure how they put it up on the board. And fouls against Case Weidiger. So team foul number three in the first quarter. Tuma over the top to the right corner. Briggs Houston with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Bounce pass to the point. Kraft dribbles in, kicks it over to Moore. And now he'll back it up over on the right side of the floor. Josiah Long back to the left. Tuma thought about it and now pulls the ball outside. Good zone defense here by Elias on the left side. Lob pass baseline Moore. Back out it goes. Inside now. Houston, he should have shot that. Pass over to the corner to Long. Drives across. Left-hand shot blocked and turned over. Down the floor, down the right side. A desperation shot by Philbin's no good. Ball will be tipped out toward midcourt. Picked up by Lopez. And Elias will reset. Lopez with an uptake. Dribbles in. 13-foot floater is no good. Rebound, Jared Kraft. West Plains has played 5 minutes. 20 seconds, you have to make a field goal. Jared Kraft will drive the lane. Here's an attempt, up, rims off, put back, no good. And boy, that was an easy one, and Josiah couldn't finish it. So two missed short shots, give it back to Elias. Now on the left side, Austin Weaver. Down the paint, ball tipped out to the point. Picked up there by Alex Schoenhardt. At the right point with the basketball. West Plains matches up on the wing, a three is good. That's knocked in by Alex Schoenhardt. He just came to the ball game. So he gets his first points of the night, and it's a 10-2 game. Long pass up ahead. Briggs Houston feeds it in. Kraft drives, missed the layup. That's two in a row we've missed from point-blank range. Now a steal at the other end of the floor. Elias throws it away. 3-on-2 break. On the baseline, Kraft has it. Lob pass over the top. Now in the left corner. Tuma passed up the shot. Steps back, can't get it away, and now they throw the ball away. Turnover 5 in the first quarter. 10-2 score. In the right corner, bounce pass out. Now over on the left. They'll move it to Lopez back to the point. Down the key all the way. And here's a drive and a blocking foul on Briggs Houston. Trying to draw the charge on the driver, Jordan Pillman. And that foul will be number 2 on Briggs. The amazing thing was how well, without Briggs the other night, West Plains played against Branson. Here's the free throw. First try is good. That makes it 11-2. One more try, and the shot is good. So West Plains will get Briggs out of the basketball game with those two fouls. Full court pressure, Long up the right side. Here's Clayton Robbins, who has not touched the ball in the block. Over at the right point. Left wing pass in the left baseline. Open shot for Kraft. Jumper good. Nice play. Jared Kraft has a nice mid-range jumper. 12-4 game. Filling out high right side. Now they'll move it to the left point. Back around the horn. Right side bounce pass baseline. Underneath. Tip pass out but picked up in midair by Weaver to the left point. Open shot. Unencumbered. No good. Rebound inside. Putback shot is up and good. Good work on the glass by Case Weidiger, who picks up his first basket. 14-4. Front court, left side, Moore. Into the high post, cross-court pass, Long, over to Tuma, who didn't look to shoot the ball there. 20 seconds left in the first. West Plains down 10, 14-4. On the right side, to the point. And now Robbins back over to the point, right side. 5 seconds to go. Going to have to go. Here's a drive by Kraft all the way. Right hand scoop layup is good. Terrific move by Jared Kraft to end the quarter. He had both field goals. West Plains draws within 8 after 1. It's Jeff City Elias 14 and West Plains 6. back in a minute on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
All right, we come back and ready for the second quarter of play. Tough start. Helias zone gave West Plains lots of issues. And so we start the second with Helias on possession. They'll move it to the right side. West Plains in a matchup. We've got a foul away from the ball. Offensive foul. That'll be on Jordan Pillman. Picks up his first. He was good in the first quarter. Had 7 points. Nope. That's not 30. That's 20. That's the second foul on Casey Winiger. So West Plains ball in the backcourt. And Elias doing something really smart that I'm surprised that every team we play doesn't do that, and that is pressure in the backcourt. Timeline, Josiah, trap up ahead, tips across. Now Robbins, Clayton has it in the left corner. Spins baseline, wrap around to the corner. Jacob Moore out to Tuma. And yet there's nothing open. At the left point, lob pass to the left corner. Jacob Moore goes baseline in, bounce pass underneath. Clayton Robbins fakes, goes up, got fouled. He'll shoot two. If you can at least get the ball to the basket and get a shot up, you've got a better than 50-50 chance of either scoring or getting fouled. No one likes to get their shot blocked, but that's just part of life. First free throw is good by Clayton Robbins. Next attempt is good. Over on the right sideline now. Lob pass over the top. Left corner pass and a drive to the baseline. They'll cut the ball off. Now move it back around the horn. They really move the ball well with the pass. Here's Pillman with a three. Right point, good. Good catch by Jacob Moore on a lob up the right sideline. And now Jacob lost the ball. Tied up. West Plains basketball. West Plains basketball in the front court on the side. Into Ethan Tuma. Elias goes back to their zone, which I think is more like a 1-3-1 zone, the way they're shifting, although sometimes it looks 2-3-ish. But it's more like a 2-3 zone right now. Hook pass to the middle on the wing. Clayton Robbins got to be ready to shoot the ball when it gets there because you're not going to have much time. Bounce pass in, Josiah Long looks out, gets it out the crap. He floats from 10, short, got his own board, puts it up and in. The only guy to make a field goal tonight for West Plains has three, and he now has 6 points. 17-10, West Plains just kind of hanging around. Over the top to the left point, Lopez to the left point now. Here's Pillman to the right point. Lopez dribbles in, bounce over. Pillman got a three, left wing good. 20-10. Lob pass, bad pass stolen, and now a drive, and the ball blocked away by Josiah Long. Terrific defensive play after a bad pass. Now front court, Jacob Moore to the right corner. Kraft has it over on the right side. Back to the point with Kraft. In the middle, bounce pass underneath, pump fake, up inside, foul on the play. Clayton Robbins with a good interior pass that time. From Josiah Long. Set him up and he'll get to the line and he'll shoot two. 5:35 to go in the first half. West Plains started slow. Got behind 7-0. And they're down 10 right now. First free throw attempt. Clayton Robbins is good. So he's 3 out of 3 from the line. That was the first foul on Pillman. They'll get Josiah Long out of the game. Briggs Houston back in with those two fouls. And his next free throw attempt for Clayton is good. 20-12. Right side, good defensive play as Tuma cuts in front of Lopez and picks it off right in front of the West Plains bench. Good anticipation. Turnover number 3 on Helias. And now West Plains ball with 5:15 to go in the half. Clayton Robbins left side. Jared Kraft Clayton Robbins was so good in the low block the other night, but he's playing on the perimeter right now. Moore goes baseline, up and around, right hand reverse is good. Jacob Moore got the baseline and shot a reverse layup with the right hand, and he has his first basket. West Plains down 6, 20-14. Straight man-to-man now by West Plains. Down the lane, Lopez got away with a little shuffle at the point. A three ball comes off the rim, tipped out, tipped up, picked up by Briggs, and West Plains could cut it down to 4, possibly, maybe 3. But we're yet to make a 3 tonight. That is not the West Plains specialty. They made 4 last Friday in the win over Branson. Right baseline, Briggs dumps down into Moore, tipped away, saved, back out on the wing. Clayton Robbins hands it back to Jacob. Gets it into Clayton on the block. Back outside it goes. Lob pass over on the right wing. Clayton had it down low, but he burned his dribble too quick. Pass on the low block. Briggs Houston spins left baseline, cut off, feeds it back to Moore, goes up, and he is fouled on the play. We'll give West Plains some credit there. They ran through their offense, and they were really patient, and they eventually got the ball into a good spot. That'll be the first foul on Sam Lopez. First foul on Lopez. Team foul number 4 on Elias. Lob pass inbounds now at the point. Briggs Houston. West Plains trying to cut into this Elias lead. They trailed 14-6. Now it's 20-14. Out front, Jared Kraft. Clayton Robbins to the high post. Briggs Houston back over to Clayton. Briggs pops out. He's going to fire a 3, and it's no good. Ball will be tipped and picked up by the Crusaders. Alex Schoenhart up the right sideline. Down the corner, here's a drive by Weaver. Now he'll move it back outside. Around the horn it goes. Pillman has it. And we're down to 3:28 to play. First half. Pillman out front, picked up by Clayton Robbins. They step back. He fakes the shot. Now gets it over. Lopez drives the lane, kicks it to the left baseline. That's a travel violation. Elias turns it over for the fourth time. Jacob Moore will check out for West Plains. Josiah Long will come in. Kraft on the inbound play. 2-2-1 full court zone press by Elias. Up the left side, there's Briggs. Dumps it down to the middle. 2-on-2. Pull up, Kraft. Jump shot, no good. Put back is good by Josiah Long. And this is a 4-point game, 20-16. Down the key. Left side. Down the left wing, Pillman curls over, now spins back, bounce pass back, Lopez, back out Pillman on the wing, fires another 3, no good. Rebound Long, Clayton Robbins passes, deflected and stolen. Hit back up, and now a foul on the shot after the turnover on Case Weiniger by Clayton Robbins. So on Clayton, that's number 1. And we're down now to 2:35 to go in the first half. First free throw attempt by Weiniger is no good. Last night, I saw the worst free throw shooting in the second half of a ball game that I've seen in my life. Here's the next try, and it's good. We'll get a 30-second timeout. Mineral Area last night in the second half of their game with the Grizzlies were 2 out of 14 in the second half of the ball game. Anyway, let's take a 30. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
In the backcourt with 2:35 to go. Scissor basketball, 21-16. Down the front court, West Plains will set up their offense. You know, one thing about this, down low, Clayton Robbins drop step, right hand ball off the rim, no good. Foul will be called inside. And that's going to be against Elias. And that will mean 2 free throws. The foul will go against Elias. And And the shooter will be Briggs Houston. Alex Schoenhart will pick up his first foul for the Crusaders. First free throw here is good. Briggs Houston now 3 points, all from the line. 21-17. 21-18. If you think Mason Miller is a happy guy on the sideline right now on the West Plains bench, you'd probably be right. Alex Schoenhart fires a free, though. Not happy about that. 24-18. In the front court. Cross-court pass. Tuma has it. But West Plains has shown really good patience and some structure. And after five turnovers in the first, we just had two in the second. And those turnovers came in the backcourt, I'm pretty sure. At least one of them did. Jared Kraft, lob late, low baseline. Well, I shouldn't have said anything. Ball thrown out of bounds as Clayton Robbins tried to tip it back to Ethan Tuba. And out of bounds it goes. Turnover number eight. 1:42 left in the half. But still, West Plains, compared to where most reasonable people thought they would be at this point in the game, have got to be really happy with the way this whole thing is going so far. And I emphasize so far. Baseline drive, Hillman all the way. Gets pushed, foul, basket counts. Briggs Houston with a foul. And now he has three. That was just a case of falling asleep on defense and just giving Hillman a lane to the basket. He's too big and too quick. Because once he gets going, you're probably not going to be able to stop it. He makes a bucket plus the free throw to come, and it's no good. Rebounds to Jared Kraft. And that allows, though, Elias to set up their press. Kraft in the middle, pass across tip, picked up by Tuman. Now, 1:24 to go in the half, 26-18. Let's see if West Plains, who now have taken Briggs Houston out of the lineup with those three fouls, Jacob Moore on the baseline, see if they can get the ball inside and get an open look. In the middle, long, back out to the point, Kraft to the right wing, Tuma got a three, straight on, and no good. Ball will be rebounded by Clayton Robbins. Turns inside, and a whistle and a jump ball call will go back over to Elias. Clayton got the rebound and just should have gone back up with it, but it's the centuries-old temptation of a player inside getting the ball and having to at least put it on the floor once. And that's usually all it takes. Left side, again, Pillman cut off, back on the wing. That's a travel. That was a good call. That was a little call, but it was a right call as Alex Schoenhart got his feet tangled up just slightly and traveled with the ball. We're down to 48 seconds to play in the half. Tuma up the left sideline, lob up ahead. Clayton Robbins, he's got a three. He can make that. Good! Big, big shot there, 26-21. West Plains hustles back on defense. Over in the right corner on the baseline. Bounce pass over. Now a shot up, and that's good. Well, we're down now to 15 seconds. 28-21. Robbins on the baseline. Turns, goes up, travel with it. Turnover 9 in the first half. 28-21, 11.6. Here come the Crusaders up the left side. Lopez gets a high screen, pick and roll, whistle away from the ball. West Plains has got like three fouls to give, two anyway. Now one, but there's only 6.7 seconds left. Be a second foul call on Clayton Robbins for West Plains. Here's the inbound play out near midcourt. Pillman has it. Puts it on deck, gets by his guy. Right-hand floater off the back iron, no good. And now we get a foul call underneath against Elias, which is good because now we can walk to the other end and shoot a couple free throws. Elias has been over the limit for a while. Josiah Long will go to the line, trying to tighten the game up a little bit. 28-21, Elias with a 7-point lead. Josiah, one of the sophomores on this West Plains team. First one is good. Not hard to scratch the roster and scratch a sophomore for the West Plains side of things. A lot of underclassmen. Next one is good. Josiah, now a shot from the other end is no good. And that's the end of the first half. A really good half for West Plains. They're in the basketball game. They're down 5, score of 28-23. And we'll come back in 3 minutes on KDY.